First try. All right.
Cheat sheet.
Yeah, we put it on the cheat sheet. Okay. We had an agenda sent around. Any changes, alterations, questions about the agenda? We need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
And who have a second?
I second.
Ooh.
Wow.
Competition. You defer to Rudy, do you?
Well, see, Gary jumped in there and made the motion. Okay. Usually Gary's the one
second. All right. So
the moves left to right.
Rudy.
Johnny's not here.
Oh,
so.
Rudy seconds? Okay. Public comments. Anybody want to address the board with any particular issue that they would like to talk about?
Yeah, I can start if you want.
I don't know if I want, but you're more than welcome to do it. I just violated my own rule of no response back to the audience.
Okay, there you go.
Just give that to the board. Took a little longer than we figured, but I committed to bringing in the $15,000 from the big budget area. And to date, you're at 15.7. There's still a couple more checks coming in. They're on the smaller side, so I don't anticipate more than about 500 or 600 more. They've always done good up there. And I have to say, it's the work of this board and Roger with the volunteers that makes it easy to go to people's houses, send them the emails, and say, hey, the department needs, and they come forward. The other one thing I have to throw out here, and I really debated saying this or not, but one of the final checks that was due in kind of held up almost a month was a couple that bought a property here in Walker less than a year ago. They're local in Prescott. They dreamed of moving to Walker, and they're fairly affluent people in town. They finally broke down and bought their lot this last year. I'm designing a house for them right now that will start in the spring. They showed up at the Sunday-Saturday meeting last month with their check for $1,000 to the water tender, and they were turned down. They were told at the Sunday-Saturday meeting that nobody knew anything about this, and they could not be directed to go anywhere. I think that's really shameful. They came back thinking that the Sunday-Saturday meeting was part of the WFPA, and that the WFPA was very uncoordinated in its efforts in raising money. I told them the difference. They now understand the difference between what the WFPA is doing and what the WCAA is doing. It's shameful that nobody could direct these people with their $1,000 contribution somewhere. I did follow up with a phone call, and that's how we ended up getting a check. So, for what it's worth, that needed to be said. The other thing is, on the water tender that was going to be donated, I don't know where that's at. Russ has told me flat out that it's going to be donated. He's worked through the issues that he needed with the donation with his accountant, and the downside is for almost 2 weeks now, he's been uncommunicated. Last one was 2 weeks ago. He was supposed to be up for the weekend, and he didn't show. I've emailed him. I've texted him. I'm not getting a response. I did hand it off to Johnny O yesterday because my own medical conditions have made it harder and harder for me to stay in town full-time because I have therapy that's out of town, and I have handed it off to Johnny O, and he's going to follow up on that. I just don't have the energy to do it right now. So Johnny O has Russ's number. Again, my last communication with Russ is that he is donating the trust, and that there were no issues with the accounting part of it, because that was the question for a while. But now I get no response. So, anyways.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to address this before the meeting starts? Victoria?
I guess I sort of came in at the end of whatever happened at Sunday, Saturday, and I wasn't aware of anything, and I would have been glad to direct the person in the right area, I guess. I did want to bring something up, and you know, I could do it at the end of the meeting while I fumble for my glasses and everything, so.
Okay. Okay. President's report. Things seem to be going on quite well. We had a nice thunderstorm last night. Now, if you'd like lightning, especially. beats on a roof and keeps you awake. That's what you want to hear. And the bridge, they weren't working Thursday and Friday. I don't know what they have.
They worked one day this week.
They had the problem on the design concrete mix.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well, core slab doing it. Core slab does the hollow slab.
Yeah.
And they were using alkali sand from the Salt River bottom, and they couldn't get the proper mix for the concrete to come up to design strength. Even after you pour it, it has to just come up to design strength.
They could do it in 1933.
No comment. Anyway, that's
all right. So that's still plugging along, and maybe September, maybe maybe it may or may not happen. Russ,
just the July board meetings were sent out for review. No corrections were received. Everything's posted up on the website, including the treasurer's report. So we're all up to date.
All right, make a motion. We accept the secretary's report. As distributed.
Second.
First one. That's DAA, right?
Treasurer's report. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Any discussion about the secretary's report? All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
Okay, so obviously we're off and running on the new fiscal year. July continues to look very, very strong. The balance sheet is demonstrating that the efforts that have been made the last 3-4 months getting the community to help us with contributions, in addition to the water tender project, has boosted our total assets. And so balance sheet very, very healthy. As Russ indicated, that's published on the website, so take a look at it and be proud of it. The profit and loss statement for the month of July, the gross profit continues to be strong. We were favorable to budget, $6,000 actual versus a budget of $4,000. On the expense side, we came in right at budget. The total expenses for July, $9,300. The budget was $9,200. So we're right on. I reviewed line item by line item. I don't see anything at all that looks out of the ordinary. So financially, it looks like the first couple of months of the new year are sailing along in very good shape.
All right. Steve, I see that we have, $116,000 in the checking account and $75,000 in a money market. How much do we actually need in the checking account for operational purposes, do you think?
I think that historically we're looking at about $100,000 that we need operationally.
Okay.
So, and obviously included in that is the amount that we carried over from last year for the water tender, plus the contributions that have made this year, for about a total of $20,000.
Well, if you take 20 from 116, it would be less than 100. But then, do we need $100,000 in an operation for the checking account? And is there, in the money market, you can't just move it in and out, I suppose. It has to go in there and stay, or how does that work?
No, I think that there's some flexibility. I think in the past, our argument has been by the board that the interest rate was just so low
that
it didn't make any difference.
Well, the issue would be, the question would be, if something were to happen, somebody accessed the checking account, you know, if there was, they'd have access to $116,000 versus, say, $50,000.
Absolutely, but we now are showing the board on a monthly basis all of the activity that's taking place on the credit card side and on the checking account side. So hopefully with all the eyes looking at the activity level, you can be very comfortable.
Okay. other questions for Steve?
Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay. Have a second?
Second.
Rudy Irvin seconds. Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fire chief's report.
Great. Long report this month. So let's get to it. There was just one call. There was a medical call. I don't really say it in here, but the address for finding the call was tricky, and we had a lot of help from neighbors kind of helping us, you know, find the house. So, you know, big shout-out to them. It was really a group effort. Training, we had a hazmat refresher and vehicle extrication. We cut up a car, and so that was a lot of fun for the group. Let's see. Personnel, we are in the process of possibly adding 5 new recruits. At this point, it's unclear how many might stick with it, but there's interest expressed, and we've had a few come to a training or two. So hopefully, obviously, they will stick. Something that I think we're going to vote on here, Assistant Chief Keegan has spent $2,634.71 thus far on the paramedic program. Last month, the board expressed interest in reimbursing him some portion of his cost. So that's the current figure. The WCAA asked us to participate in a calendar whereby firefighters provide a recipe, a picture of themselves, and a short bio. Last I heard, there were 11 recipes collected. I should have updated that. They have all 12. They continue, they being the WCA, show an interest in engaging with the department. They are hosting a brunch for us after the August 15th training. News from other departments. As most already know, Glenn Brown was dismissed as fire chief from Mayor Fire. Without engaging in a qualitative or speculative dialogue about what happened, that this has been playing out for an extended period. The episode reiterates the extent to which operating as a fire district is complicated, which is not to say that it's good or bad, just complicated. We had very little operational interaction with Mayor, so this is unlikely to impact us, but we have had administrative interaction in terms of partnering on grants. Earlier this year, we mentioned that Chino, oh, this is under the heading News from Other Departments, sorry, I should have said that. Earlier this year, we had mentioned that Chino Valley Fire District and Central Yavapai Fire District were operating under a joint management agreement, or JMA, sharing a chief, assistant chief, and possibly some administrative personnel. The two are moving toward a full merger. It's not been approved yet, but that's the desired direction operationally. JMAs and mergers are becoming more common among fire districts. Let's see, communications. Mayor Fire is asked to join the Prescott Regional Communications Center. At this point, there's been a dialogue opened up, and it seems likely that this will happen because as of September 1st, Mayor will be without dispatch services. However, there is no expectation that PRCC could take them in that quickly. Mayor averages about 4 calls per day, so the expectation is that there will not be a meaningful impact on the service provided to us by PRCC. Unrelated, PRCC has given us a lot of information about the Active 911 app that we discussed last month. I hope to implement this in short order. Last one under communications, Cottonwood Fire, and that's a correction to the original. I thought it was Camp Verde, but it's Cottonwood, has requested to use a frequency adjacent to the frequency for the Walker repeater. Because of their proximity, there is a process whereby they will ask for permission from us in writing that will include verbiage that they will cease use of the frequency if it ends up causing a problem for us. So this is kind of an important thing. I've got this written request from them. I told them that I would disclose / explain this to you all this morning. And so I don't know whether I need permission. It would seem I wouldn't, you know, unless someone has some sort of serious problem. But you know, it's Cottonwood, it's quite a distance away, and so the expectation. But that's something I do need to get done, but I'm signing on behalf of the department, so obviously I want to disclose that to everybody. Fleet. Well, this has sort of been updated by Mark. We have no real update on the water truck to be potentially donated. I didn't realize it had switched over to John of Hanefian, so... I heard from Mark that Russ was still hunting down the tax info he needs. But so obviously Mark has updated that. Patrol 80, Tender 81 have completed their servicing, as has now Patrol 81. Tender 81 may have a clutch problem. We'll see about that. Also, it's not in here. A tire needs to be replaced. That's on order. That's going to be, the tire is about this big, so it's a $510 outlay. So that's it for fleet. And then last thing I have, Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, kind of amusingly, I am the acting president in the wake of Glenn Brown's termination from Mayor Fire. The bylaws call for a vote, call for a vote to replace vacancies. It's not a moving up of positions. I doubt I will have the position passed the next association meeting, as OJT for a volunteer fire chief is probably not in the best interest of the organization. If no one else wants to do it, then I would be willing to, as I think it would be fun and challenging. But, you know, that's that. I have included on here facilities. I wrote no updates, but the garage door is in. Dan has something to say about that. It looks pretty sweet, but if Dan has something to add to that, that's all I've got.
Okay. A clutch on the water tender, is it the same water tender that had the clutch problem before, or is it the other water tender?
Well, we've replaced clutches on both.
Oh, okay.
When I was driving it back from getting servicing, fourth gear, there was like a delay going into fourth gear. You know, that's something Dan is going to check that out. He's going to drive it down and get the tire replaced. And so he'll, you know, have a better sense of what that really is, but it is something we're going to have to address.
Okay. Did we ever work out the Costco gas card thing?
No. We did not. We're now 6 months away from them changing credit card vendors.
Right.
So I don't know that it makes sense to move on that before they switch to Visa.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Was it? Oh, the direction to get to this call that you had. You need maps? You need Joyce to do something more with what she's doing?
No, it's what was tricky about it is that if, you know, one Mockingbird Lane is here, right across the street is 20, not 2.
Yeah.
So it was just a little bit of confusion, and the neighbor straightened it out.
Okay.
But it's a well-mapped road, just, you know, doubt on the part of the firefighters, me and someone else.
Sure. Okay. And we'll talk about the garage door in your committee report. Any other questions for
Roger? I do. Being that we're going to be sharing a frequency, basically, with Cottonwood. Cottonwood probably has a lot more calls than we do. Do you think there's going to be an overlap in communication if we're both on the net at the same time?
No, the way this is set up, by virtue of proximity or lack of proximity, we should never hear them and vice versa. Mingus Mountain is in the way. If we hear them at all, then they're going to have to find another frequency.
It's not a shared frequency, is it?
No.
It's an adjacent frequency.
An adjacent, right.
It's only if they have bleed over.
Right, and in my past life, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a hindrance for our operations, then they have to find a new frequency.
Well, being they're all on the north side of Mingus Mountain, there's no repeater in like that, right?
I don't know about that, but either way, if it's any sort of, you know, this is the letter is a form letter. This is a standard thing. They have to get permission to use an adjacent frequency. If it ends up being a problem because of bleed over, then they, per their own request, they will have to find another frequency.
Yeah, cloud cover, atmospheric skip, and things like that could impact it. But, you know, you got to see how it's up to you, and you certainly are well within your authority to sign those kinds of agreements.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's certainly what you're supposed to do. Anybody else got any questions for Roger? A motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Second.
Terry moves. Rudy seconds. Any discussion? All in favor of accepting the fire chief's report?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Committees. Maintenance. Building maintenance. That's you.
It's important. We had the new building, or we had a few trees that were taken down a few weeks back. We had Warren Bykirk was able to, or actually Dan Hawks, Warren Bykirk got Helping Hands come out, and they did it for, they took out three trees probably for the price of what it would cost anybody else one. Three trees and ground six stumps. And that was that group because there was that Dan Hawkins noted that the three, at least three of the trees were affected with the bark beetle. So they took them all the way down, ground the stumps down into the ground subsurface. So we're still working out what we're going to do with the, we're going to probably take down that one bulletin board out there and maybe relocate it back closer to the other trees out of the way and then grade that flat.
Use it to protect the well.
Yeah, exactly. The well, there's the well valves right there.
Right.
Yeah. And then the other thing too is that everybody knows the new door was in. That was Newman High Country put that in. They said that job took twice as long because there's not a single right corner in that entire building. And it drove them nuts. So if you look at it, there are some gaps that they were probably, they were very upset that they could not fix it, but, you know, it is what it is. So Rudy and I are discussing about going out there and just running some trim around the front, and it'll cover these gaps right out. And then we'll get it painted. You guys need to decide what color you want.
What was the bottom line for that?
1,098. But it was because they had to do a zero clearance door, completely different garage door system, in order to literally wedge that thing in there. They had three jobs scheduled that day. I stopped down to check on them and dropped the check off, and they were way behind schedule. They were flustered. That afternoon, their foreman's calling me because he can't find them because they're still work on them that job over there. Yeah, it was a rough one. These guys are experienced. If you ever dealt with them, they know what they're doing. So that's pretty funny to you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So, well, yeah, once we get the trim up and get it painted, it'll even look better. So if you guys want to just decide what colors you want, big bright red door, dark forest green door, think about it, get back to me.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, if Bill, maybe this is a serious thing for you, if you know what the colors of it were, I mean, I think it's been off-white or tan forever.
Dirty white, right.
Yeah, so in terms of keeping it, you know, preserving it as the original fire station, I would like to see the original, or as close to the original color.
Well, give it time, it'll be dirty white soon again.
Yeah, sure. That's probably what they did, is they put that thing in there and never painted it though.
Sure.
It was just that pull-up door.
Does it need to be painted to protect it, or?
No.
Okay.
Stay white if you want.
Yeah. Fine. I don't know if we have any pictures of that.
Okay.
I'm sure we might. We've been finding pictures here lately.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, I guess I would defer to whatever.
How are they in color?
There you go.
Speaking of painting, do you have anything else on your agenda to do, or how about painting the interior of the firehouse?
Nobody's ever addressed it.
Okay, well, yeah, I think if you look at probably what needs to be painted.
In the white back in the new addition?
No, the where the trucks are.
Okay.
It probably wouldn't hurt to put a coat of paint on there. I don't know. What do you think? Take a look. It needs.
And we have some talented painters in the community can help.
Yeah. Did you talk to this Mitch at all?
He's the old guy that helped us do that awesome job on the back.
Keith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Mitch is a painter, and he's offered to help too, so you can ask around. And Mark will probably find somebody can help too, but. You get the firefighters with paintbrushes out there.
they would
probably do it. But
yeah,
I mean,
we'll get participation, absolutely.
Sure. But I think it would look nice if it were painted.
With a sprayer.
With a sprayer. Leave the trucks in and get them halfway. All right, but anytime you have a project like that, you have a budget, you look at your budget. I think your budget is way bigger than what you'll ever expend on maintenance. So, but just in case something pops up that you have to replace. Also, Matt, buddy, the generator that's got some problems with the carburetor, whatever's going on with that generator, we've fussed with that generator for at least 6 years that I know about. I think we're going to take, he's a small engine repair guy, and we're going to load it up on a pickup truck, take it down to him, get the thing running, bring it back here, and then we'll figure out what to do about getting it set up and protected and usable, because right now it's not usable.
Well, it was set up for, looks like it was
it's
set
a propane.
Up,
we'll
it
keep it as
piped,
propane.
It was piped for propane,
yeah,
but
we'll
that's
keep
been
it.
Actually just, they just cut the hose.
Yeah, well,
so
we'll get it fixed so it's back for propane.
Right.
Propane is wired in over there, piped in, plumbed in over there, and we'll get this thing working, hopefully, whenever we can get it loaded in a truck and get it down. The guy's up in Montana right now, but when he comes back, we'll take it over to him and see if we can't get the thing fixed.
If you let me know when he's back, I'll run it down.
Okay.
Okay, can I interject something?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that purple valve box out there was for the well. That purple designates reclaimed water, sewage water, and that's a statewide symbol. Okay, so anybody comes out to work on anything, they're not even going to think about well when they see that. They're going to think it's septic tank. Get a green water box, replace the purple one, or paint that one green. Painting green would be the easiest way.
Sure.
Who knew? Everybody does.
Terry.
Anybody who's worked around a golf course, you see the little purple pipe sticking up? And the golf courses used to have the signs, reclaimed water, do not lick your fingers after placing ball. Okay, yeah. It's all potty water.
So you want,
thanks for that.
Is it Kelly Green?
Whatever green.
Is it Oak Green?
You're an Irishman.
Yeah.
What's your green?
Irish. Okay, anything else?
Eagles still have the Eagles green.
Anything else for Dan? Agree?
No.
Trim the door so keep the mice out. I don't know if that thing is marketed anyway, right? Okay. Thanks, Dan. All right. Volunteer of the Month, I'm going to give certificates to Dan Adams and his Swisher. For, you know, they came to Pancake Breakfast. They were helping set up. They helped set up the merchandise, get it all sorted out. They did a good job. They're great young guys. I think they're going to probably come and be one of your recruits for volunteer. One of them was a former firefighter in Yuma, wildland firefighter in Yuma. His certifications are expired, whatever, you know, happens, but, you know, you can work that out with him.
Sweet.
But they seem like, and they have a tree trimming business, you know, that they...
Tree cutting.
Yeah. And they live here. They lived on Bank Wall.
Awesome.
So, okay. Old business, facility maintenance, we already just talked about that. The bridge project, there's not much. Anything else to say about the bridge project other than Rudy can't get there when they're light green? The budget. Have you all seen the proposed budget? Or the budget that... okay. Yeah. Well, I think what happened was when you sent the email around, it didn't get attached. And he has this proposed budget that Roger, Steve, and Adam worked up. What they did is they just duplicated last year's. You know, they looked at the expenses in the month and things. And there are some things, you know, from like a pancake breakfast that I know about details that they didn't understand and know. But it really doesn't impact anything. I think the important part is Roger has seen it, participated in it, and given the numbers that he needs, that he feels he needs. Is that right, Roger?
Yes.
So this works. And he has, if I can summarize it, you know, the budget is, I think we're talking about a total expenses budgeted of $107,877, and the income we budgeted to match that. Right. So actually, we budgeted $109,000 for income. So we're budgeting $2,000 more as income. So do you want to move on this to approve this budget, or do you want to wait till next month and when you've actually had a chance to see it?
I'd like to see it.
Okay. All right. So we'll table this till next month, and we're actually operating on last year's budget numbers, which are the same as this year's budget numbers for all intents and purposes. So. I didn't realize until midweek this week that when I looked, I just didn't have this. And so I called Steve, he sent it to me, and I thought I was the only one that didn't have it. And I talked to John, and Russ said he didn't have it either. So any objections to that? The table is for until next month. Okay. Okay, new business. The only thing I can think of that we need to start talking about is the fall newsletter. And we need to probably we have sent it as late as November, early December. I think that's a little too late. Should we try to do this in October this year? Yeah, what do you, what
the holidays.
Before the holidays, October, what? Try to, okay. And what is going on? We don't want to make it as big as it has been. Somebody else talk to the president, get him to write less. And then we can talk to Russell, put a little blurb in about the secretary's job. You want to do that? Or,
you know, you take up the rest of the room that you normally do. Yeah. Right.
And Steve, the treasurer's report.
Right.
You want to write in something about the what we've done in terms of the maintenance and things that have gone on here
at
the firehouse? Roger, of course, will have a big part of it because the people are interested in what Roger has to say and what's going on with Roger.
Yeah.
And the things that he does. And Greg, I think Greg Saba will do it again, unless somebody else wants to do it. Do you have any idea about the form of this thing and what it should look like? Maybe talk to Greg. Russ, what do you think?
Sure.
Steve? Roger?
I guess if we want to try and get it out earlier, let's plan on, at the next board meeting, I would suggest framing it out and having a due date of a week after the next board meeting for submissions. Mm-hmm. And invariably, if people are a week later than that, hello.
Right.
Then we actually can meet that October deadline. And so if that means talking to Greg now,
yeah.
What, I know it plays a big part. I don't know what you would need to talk to him about.
Yeah,
early,
I just thought we were going to send it to him. We just start sending him emails, and then he says, oh, here it is.
But,
time to go.
I mean, in terms of a specific path to getting it done earlier.
Okay. All right, and then we'll, the mailing list, we have the mailing list. We'll just clean it up in terms of what Adam has to give, the changes that are made. We were getting changes from the county. Do we still get those? You get anything from the county anymore?
Yes. I just got an actual address change. Those are rare, but I did get one. Someone on the Chana Forest Trail. Should I start forwarding those to you, Russ?
Yeah, if you would.
Okay. They're just their street number changed.
Okay. You're not getting new resident changes, anything like that?
The stuff that I've gotten from them is when they create a new road,
okay,
they tell me what the new road is. That's the more common one. Someone having their street number changed, that's pretty far and few between, but I will dig it up and send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be changes like that, 20 to 2 instead of, 1 to 10, or 1 to 11, that kind of change.
Right.
All right, so,
here right now,
and then we'll try to clean up the addresses as they are changing for that list. We get the list once a year from the county for free in April. Otherwise, we have to pay them for it if we get it twice a year. So there's really no need to do it because it doesn't really change that much, I don't believe. I don't know. How many did we have rejected or returned last time, Russ?
I want to say it was 34.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's less, 3%?
Yeah.
So, okay. Ready? Newsletter thing? Think that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree that October date.
Okay. Terry? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other business? Okay, community announcements. Any events that are going on in the community? Victoria?
Oh, as already Roger mentioned, next Saturday the WCAA is having a thank you brunch for the firefighters. So work them hard so they'll be good and hungry. Okay, Roger?
Okay.
We don't have a definite time yet, but I think Carl will be coordinating that. And our next Saturday, Sunday will be over Labor Day weekend on Saturday, September 5th. Have a nice Sunday. Homemade hot fudge.
Okay. Public forum. Anybody have anything to say to address the board? Mark? No, Glenn first.
I'm curious about on this truck, the tender. Is that going to have
a... Well, we're trying not to answer the questions again at the same time, but I think the answer to that is yes. But
because that was the... A couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
That was the intention,
yeah.
So we didn't have any collective problems.
I'll
address that in a second.
You'll address it in a minute, Glenn, okay? Anything else, Glenn?
No.
Okay, Mark?
Just to let you know, I've already got the maps from the county About 3 or 4 years ago, I supplied a map to Roger locating all the properties up from about where Fred and Carolyn Isley's place starts on Big Bug Mesa Road through the Snowdrift. That includes Big Bug Mesa, Snowdrift Mine Road, Cayuga, Randy's Lane, and out to Ramsey Ridge. And what we did is we located all these water storage tanks on that map. And what was not provided at the time is a follow-up to get the water use agreements from these people where the fire department can siphon these tanks or use them in times of emergency. And I think when we did it last time, we identified almost 70,000 gallons of stored water. So we've got a new map drawn up now in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully. I'll have, it's got all new ownership changes that kind of happened. And we're going to follow through and try to get as many of these people to sign on and sign the agreements. And I'll give it an updated one to Roger. And again, it's just, it shows that whole area. My guess is we'll have somewhere in the 80 to 100,000 gallons of stored water there by now. And that way the department has facilities up there that they can draw up in times of emergency. But we will have that completed definitely within the next 30 days. To where the department has an idea of where these tanks are and approval to site them.
Thank you, Mark.
Great, thank you.
Victoria?
One thing. At last month's pancake breakfast, I observed a dog in the eating area, and I checked with the Yavapai County Board of Health. I did not identify the location. To let them know that there were dogs on the premises where food was being served, and according to anything but a service animal is not allowed in a food service area. And, you know, I like dogs, but they just don't belong there, and that's the law. So I hope that will be enforced. It's very easy just to Google service dogs. You can slow down signs and paste them up on foam core boards and put them out. It's nothing at all difficult to do. So, because we had them posted for our Sunday, Saturday.
Okay. Anything else? John?
Bill?
Okay. Roger, you want to talk about the truck?
Yeah. If we can afford, you know, we've done some research on getting a truck. What we're likely to do at a higher level is not get a water tender, but get a water truck and then spend the money to make it a tender. That's a cheaper route. In terms of it being an automatic, what we're seeing, and one of our firefighters, Todd Klimas, has kind of done quite a bit of research on this already, is in the price range that we're trying to get to is far more manual transmission than automatics. Again, it's still early days in terms of this, but we're having a difficult time finding automatics in the mid-30s.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It was pretty obvious, I think, to most of us that whoever drives that tender, because of it being a volunteer operation, is not necessarily really, really good with a stick shift. Then you put on top of it the adrenaline, it comes on top of a situation like that. And then the fact that these hills around here are not really the way, you know, most tenders are water trucks weren't designed to go up and down hills. You put the whole combination together, you have an opportunity to break things on that tender. And I think you've seen this.
Yes.
There are broken things up. One way to get around that broken thing, not completely, is to go to an automatic transmission because they will creep up these hills.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of you pay for it now or you pay for it later. My vote, if I had one, would be to only explore an automatic to get around that one issue.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn, thanks. I think that we're all in agreement there that an automatic transmission is preferable. We're going to have to decide when that time comes if it's available to us or not. All right, Mark, in terms of the maps, when you have these maps that you're putting, would you give a copy of that to Joyce, too, because she's putting all these things together as well at the same time. Okay. and thanks for doing that. Victoria, the dogs. Yeah, you talked to me about this dog. It was a little dog that Susie kept on her lap. I talked to her afterwards about that dog. We have had, there's three individuals, there are four individuals that bring dogs into these events. The big dogs I've kept outside with no problem. Now, I don't want to get in an argument with the health department. It's the last thing in the world I need or want. But at the same time, the food service area, if you go to a restaurant when you buy your food at the counter and you walk outside and you eat, that's basically what people are doing. They're getting at the food service area where the food is served. The dogs don't go up there. There's the table back in the back where people are. I'm not going to argue with you about it, Victoria. Victoria, you know, this is just my view of it. And so, I mean, I do the best I can to keep the dogs out. I do it at the bingo at the same time. People come. I just don't find myself, I don't want to find myself in an argument with people about the dog. I've talked to Susie. Hopefully she won't bring that dog back.
But there was a service out there.
Well, there's, there's dogs come, and people just have this habit of bringing dogs. Right? It's just, you know.
Should we just post
it? Even if you post the signs, they bring the dogs anyway. Does that make any difference?
I don't know if it matters, but that dog wasn't training to be a service dog.
Was that little Chihuahua?
Chihuahua,
that German Shepherd. Yeah, totally different issue than guys bringing in pit bulls, right? And then you got two pit bulls, but that it's not pit bulls are not necessarily bad dogs, but one dog's very friendly, the other dog's not very friendly, and so the big dogs create big problems. The little dogs, people holding in their hands on their laps.
Bill, I take deference to that.
Okay.
Susie's dog. I know if someone leads in the Mayoral race, you try to pet that little Chihuahua, and she is not going to be friendly. I like Susie. I like her dog, et cetera, but the size of the dog does not matter in this.
Talk to me afterwards. I'm just telling you that I do what I can. From this position, I do what I can to keep the dogs out. I don't involve myself in an argument with people if I don't have to at the time. And I understand your position on it. Okay. Okay. Have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Wait.
Sorry. Oh, wow. Slow
your roll. Slow down, Bill.
Rudy.
Jeez.
October,
right?
Oh, no.
Oh.
End of October. Because
I don't get the money.
You will.
She'll let you know.
I'll find
out. Victoria.
I'll tell you.
How about the green bag?
Green bag will be picked up on next month.
Okay.
Okay, and I will send a notice out on that.
Okay.
Right.
You couldn't have done that after the meeting?
I could have. I'm going to feel bad all day now. I hope that didn't get recorded.
Anybody else? Steve.
I'd like to just backtrack for a second. Hitchhiking, some of Roger's comments, and just acknowledge Mark Keegan for his efforts on this program. And I would like to make a motion that the board accept the value that he brings to the community, and that we reimburse him 50% for the expenses that he incurs, and that we let Roger be the coordinator and communicator with Mark on this reimbursement.
A second. Okay, for discussion purposes, anyhow, we have a motion and a second. Motion by Steve, second by Terry, to reimburse Mark Keegan 50% of his educational expenses for the training that he is taking to become a paramedic.
That's correct.
Okay. That's your motion. But the reimbursement will come upon proof of enrollment.
Yeah, and I think
would you amend the motion to say that upon proof of enrollment, it's not at the time of completion, it's
right.
The time of enrollment.
Right. On the front end.
Okay. Then the second part of this is that this is done as a gentleman's agreement with him, that we understand that he would remain active with the fire department for at least 4 years after the term, after the completion of his education, and that we would expect in exchange he would stay for 4 years as a volunteer. Is that what we discussed?
That's what we discussed. But I think that we said we would just let Roger coordinate that.
But the general guidelines are that's basically what we want. Okay. All right. So there's been the motion and the second. Any other discussion about this?
No. Just to cross the T's and dot the I's, I'll collect receipts that are that way, and scan them over to Stephen Adam.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. Any other business? Sorry, I didn't mean to try. I'm trying to get out of here by 10. Still here about it here by 10. So if that clock's right, you have a motion now.
I think I'm up too. Sorry, bud.
Make a motion. We adjourn the meeting.
Terry Pisky moves. Steve seconds. All in favor?
Thanks for remembering that. No, seriousness.
Very good. Okay.